You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's time for Executive Lounge on a Wednesday. We do this every Wednesday, speaking to executives around the country and around the world and getting to know them a little bit better. This week's executive is a director at Atlas Finance. You may have seen them on television ads and in other sorts of advertising. I'm joined on the line by Naresh Gopichand to take a look at what he does when he's not running Atlas Finance with his team. Good evening, Naresh. Thanks so much for taking the time. How does one get into the lending space?
Yeah, so Jimmy, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, so getting into the lending space is sometimes I don't know if it is a career of choice rather than something you end up with. And that was my experience. It wasn't something that I was looking for. And it just so happened that I was looking for a job and ended up at Atlas. And 28 years later, here I am. But I think it's become more formal now than it was 30 years ago. And there's a lot of different avenues. And we're seeing a lot more entrants coming into the micro-lending space at the moment.
Mm. Naresh, what would you say is the one thing you enjoy most about being a director at Atlas? I mean, obviously, you see many different challenges on a day-to-day. You might have to wear many different hats. What would you say is the most enjoyable thing about what you do today?
So I think It's about helping people, Jimmy. And I think for me, where I am at the moment is not where I started. So when I started at Atlas, I was there in the branches at the coal face speaking to people and listening to their challenges that they are experiencing and being able to help them with, you know, whatever it is that they needed at the time, no matter how small, and then them saying thank you and walking out knowing that once they leave that office, you know, their kids' school fees are going to get paid. They're going to put food on that table. Is those small things that, you know, may seem day-to-day stuff for us, but not for everybody. And I think that's what keeps me engaged in this business, is that assisting people and seeing them as they exit our branches, how satisfied they are, and knowing that, you know, there's somebody here that has helped them.
Mm. Naresh, as someone that works in the professional sort of private lending space and the micro lending space that Atlas exists within, I want to get your thoughts around South African consumer, the pressure that South African consumers are often placed under, that they've been placed under for the last couple of years, and the propensity that that leads to things like people going to loan sharks and all of that because they might not be able to access finance any other way. How do you feel about your role within that ecosystem, understanding that, of course, companies like loan sharks out there are not necessarily out to play by the same rules that you play by?
Yeah, so I think that's always a challenge and will continue being a challenge, Jimmy. And I think when you look at how the industry is regulated, I think plays a big part in that. You know, we can't have a regulator that's soft, because an unregulated industry gives rise to unscrupulous behavior, right? So you have to ensure that everybody plays by the same rules. And I think it is about education. And I think that's what we at Atlas are trying to do, is trying to educate not just our clients, but the public in general. And get the, and if they are educated, they are aware of what the pitfalls are in going to somebody that is not registered, that is not playing by the same rules as everybody else. And I think that's important for the public to know, that when you are looking to access finance from somebody who is regulated, somebody who has a NCR number, somebody who is registered with the Microfinance South Africa, you know, and these are displayed in their stores, on their websites. And I think that's the important thing. If everybody out there can be more aware of who they are borrowing from, I think that will lead to more people being satisfied with the service that they get and not being overcharged or being taken advantage of, Jimmy.
Let's educate the people, Naresh. What's your favorite holiday destination?
So the best, the most exciting place that I've been to in my life is New York City. I think that was an amazing experience for me. I've only been there once, and I loved every minute of it. But I think the next destination for me and my family would be India. And I think there's so much to explore there. And that's what I'm looking forward to in the next year.
Okay. And in terms of food, what's your favorite go-to meal, go-to restaurant, go-to cuisine?
So being Indian, I'm a bit biased, Jimmy. And I love a good curry.
Okay.
I love a good curry. I can't go more than a couple of days without a curry. And my favorite, and being vegetarian as well, is a nice sugar bean curry and roti.
Huh. That's interesting. Any preferred restaurant or cook that makes it? There's one right answer here.
My wife, Jimmy.
There we go. Things are safe. We got the right answer out. Naresh, when you think about your family and you think about your downtime, what's the one thing that you would say you enjoy most about being able to be with your family in having achieved a sustainable work-life balance?
Yeah, so I think my wife, my kids, extremely supportive. And, you know, during my downtime, I love spending time with them. For some reason, Jimmy, I just can't be alone. And I love being with my family. And, you know, we do things together. My kids are relatively small. And, you know, they want to learn how to skate. And, you know, I'm trying to rollerblade with them and, you know, take them out, show them different places, introducing them to our culture. You know, those are all things that we love doing together. So spending time with my family is extremely, extremely important to me, Jimmy.
Mm. What about extreme sports, Naresh? Are you a hiker? Do you prefer a beach?
I love a beach, Jimmy.
Okay.
I love a beach. A beach holiday is the best holiday for me. And I think I'm now trying to get into some sort of, not extreme sports, but I was recently introduced to paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really getting into it. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying playing it. And it keeps me fit. I'm not one for the gym. So these type of activities keep me going, yeah.
Naresh, are you reading anything at the moment?
I'm not a big reader, but I am currently reading a book that I've already read, actually. It's the second time I'm going through it. It's a book by, I'm not sure many people will be familiar with, but it's a book by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And it's a book, the book is called The Science of Self-Realization.
It's a very interesting book to introspect on and to reflect on. Naresh, what's the worst thing about a school run? What do you absolutely hate about having to do a school run with the kids?
Oh, Jimmy, every morning is to get them ready to get to school. And I'm in the car. I'm fortunate that school is, you know, about 5, maybe 10 minutes at the max away from where we live. And we're always late. We're always getting there at the time the bell rings, Jimmy. And it's just 10 minutes away. And to get them into that car, Jimmy, it's a task on its own.
Every day is a new mission with them.
Every day.
Naresh, what's the one thing that your team might be surprised to learn about you that they might not already know about you?
So I think one of the things that I mentioned to the guys is I don't have a tertiary education, Jimmy. I came straight out of matric, tried to get a job, did a few odds and ends here and there, and everything that I've learned has come organically. It's come working within the business, understanding our business. And I think I was fortunate in the fact that I started at the bottom. So I've worked in every position the business has to offer. So nobody can tell me much about the business because I understand it from the bottom to where I am now. And I don't have an MBA or a PhD or any of those fancy degrees. But I understand where I am, and I understand what needs to be done.
Well, as somebody that has somewhat of a tertiary experience, I can safely say that sometimes these things are overrated. It does come down to what it is you're able to learn and give back through. And clearly, you've done very well for yourself in that respect. I think we'll leave the conversation on that great note, Naresh. Thanks so much for spending time with us and giving us a bit more color around what it is that your life looks like. That was Naresh Gopichand, who is the director at Atlas Finance, joining us for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.